Hello, welcome to the RingCentral blog. Today's blog is called Innovations That Are Transforming Accessible Technology, and it's written by Ashima. Today, on Global Accessibility Awareness Day, we are educating ourselves on technology accessibility. We'll take a look at why it's crucial to our global economic and social success, the strides we have made to address accessibility for our users, and the long road ahead as we continue to innovate. What is accessibility? To understand what we mean by accessibility, let's try experiencing inaccessibility for a moment. Turn off your computer monitor and start typing. Use your phone from under a table where you can't see it. Unplug your mouse and try to navigate your company website. Set the screen zoom in level on your Google browser to 500%, limiting the amount of content you can see at any one time. Unplug your speakers and watch a webinar without sound. Get the picture? Accessibility means that everyone has access to the exact same technology as anyone else, regardless of whether they can use a mouse, how much vision they have, how many colours they can see, how much they can hear, or how they process information. Now, you might be wondering how accessibility technology helps people with disabilities. How does it help them operate mobile phones or tablets? The answer is that accessible technology is designed with these capabilities in mind. Accessible technology adds layers into the software, mobile apps, and more to allow people with disabilities to access the same information as everyone else. What's exciting about today is that the technology landscape is evolving right in front of our eyes. From AI to voice-enabled technology, the revolution is impacting every industry to make tools accessible and adaptive. Let's take a look at seven advancements in accessible tech to show you where the industry is heading. Speech recognition technology works with a mobile, computer, or smart home device. For someone with severe dyslexia, if they're trying to write down three ideas and they can only speak, it will take note of all three ideas. Speech recognition has given all the ability to express knowledge and understanding to a greater extent. Smart home tech adoption is rising within the disabled community. These personal smart devices, like Alexa, Google Home, etc., are becoming a staple for households globally. It's incredibly powerful for people with disabilities. Voice-powered web pages are the future of web browsing. We have only touched the surface of controlling our laptops or desktops with our voices. The rising popularity of chatbots is merely a precursor to the forthcoming pervasiveness of voice bots. In the not-so-distant future, businesses will use voice bots to connect, qualify, and engage their website visitors through personal conversations. This will also make their website more accessible for any type of customer, broadening their total addressable market to those with disabilities. Voice bots allow website visitors to navigate companies' websites and obtain the information without having to type or read. They also give companies more control over their brand identity and are helping companies learn about their visitors by capturing actionable data otherwise impossible to obtain through text. Web pages interacting with end users with voice technology is going to be the future of accessible web advancement. Keyboards are a vital component of web accessibility. A user that is blind, has motor disabilities, tremors, little or no use of their hands, or doesn't have hands, must still rely on a keyboard for navigation and to access content. Lack of keyboard accessibility was ranked 5th in the list of most problematic accessibility items to disabled users in a WebAIM survey of over 1,000 participants. Approximately 11% of respondents with disabilities said keyboard accessibility was their single most problematic area. On-screen keyboard, a non-physical keyboard for those who can't access a standard or accessible keyboard. Some can be accessed by a mouse, switch, or eye gaze. Accessible keyboard breakthrough, tap and wearable keyboards. Recent developments have added yet another option for those seeking an accessible keyboard. A tap keyboard fits around the user's fingers, which is connected through 5 rings and only requires limited finger movement and the use of one hand. Tap keyboards transform any surface into a keyboard you can type on. For someone who only has the use of one hand, a tap keyboard is a much more sensible ergonomic option than a one-handed keyboard. Closed captions and transcriptions. Whether participants are hearing impaired, have different levels of language proficiency, or are joining from a noisy area, video meetings should be accessible for everyone. That's why RingCentral launched closed captioning. The new tool automatically converts spoken words into captions in real time and populates them in a new section above the menu bar. Every participant is also able to enable and disable this feature individually. And here's why you should try it. Those who are deaf or hard of hearing can read the captions to follow the conversation. If a conversation moves too quickly, participants can use captions to stay on track. When you can't drown out background noises, enable captions and never miss a word. Screen readers. A screen reader is a software feature integrated directly into a computer's operating system or an app. The screen reader converts text to speech and provides a computerized voiceover that scans and reads web pages for the user. Advances in screen reader technology have been more impactful for blind users than anything else we've done in development and design. These innovations are getting better with every release we do, especially for things like ARIA and dynamic content. A great example of this in practice is our recent story with the CNIB Foundation, Canada's oldest and largest organisation serving people with sight loss. The switch to modern communications was challenging because there are not many technology solutions that cater to people with sight loss. Features such as screen magnification, screen reading, and keyboard-controlled hotkeys are essential to CNIB Foundation's workforce. They selected RingCentral to seamlessly switch from desktop to mobile, making it easy for those who are blind or partially sighted to work from anywhere. With the organisation's mission to enable people impacted by blindness to live the lives they choose, RingCentral was the right technology fit. Every industry is implementing artificial intelligence and machine learning in one way or another. One specific area we would love to see AI and machine learning address is in the evaluation and assessment of accessible technology, websites and apps. It would be powerful for AI to assess where the gaps are, what issues need to be addressed, and how to prioritise what to improve. Ideally, we would use AI to look at huge amounts of data across the web to find patterns of accessibility so we can begin to prescribe solutions. Then we would look to fix some of those issues through AI as well. We have enough knowledge about certain types of errors that always occur, but what if there are ways we could automatically address that? The hope is to create a way for AI and machine learning to self-regulate different accessibility criteria and standards for a variety of platforms and correct them automatically. This removes the need for manual updates by developers. The biggest byproduct of this kind of innovation is that the baseline of quality accessible web content would dramatically improve. RingCentral is looking at this space intently, so stay tuned to our future releases to see if we uncover any breakthroughs. Many of us are now familiar with dark mode features on our favourite apps. We may find ourselves using Twitter's dark mode at night because it's easier on our eyes. Software and web application designers noticed that users like these options. This is in addition to an increased ability for users to customise a personal view or the view of published content. High contrast settings benefit users with low vision or other visual disabilities. Relying on colour alone to convey meaning is typically avoided, because it can make content inaccessible to users who have colour blindness, as well as users who are blind. While this accessibility principle is well known, there are also times when colour can be used in a way that may only present problems to users who rely on high contrast. Multi-line Braille display. For decades, Braille has been communicated to those with visual impairments on a single horizontal line. That means there are limits to how much and what kind of information can be communicated to a blind reader at one time. Many advanced STEM texts, tabular mathematical information, and also Braille music are not able to be read by a singular line of Braille. Bristol Braille Technology in the UK has created a groundbreaking multi-line Braille machine called the Canute. Dubbed the Kindle for the Blind, the radically affordable multi-line Braille e-reader can show 9 lines of 40 characters, which is 360 characters in total. Most existing displays could do one line of 12 to 80 characters. This technology will prove highly useful to blind readers looking for work in mathematic-heavy fields. If someone is blind and going into an engineering field or job where they use graphs, that technology is really evolving. People of all ages, cultures, socioeconomic groups, and those with preconditions rely on the internet for an ever-increasing number of daily activities. It's forever changed the way we learn, shop, socialise, work and apply for jobs. The success of a product, of an entire company, depends on its ability to reach all people and impact their lives. This is especially true in the world of technology, where the value of connecting and serving unique individuals on a global scale is priceless. Accessibility is about making products work for all people, specifically being more accessible to people with a diverse range of hearing, movement, sight, and cognitive abilities. Accessibility technology is of growing importance to RingCentral's customer strategy, as we serve all industries from healthcare and education to high tech and manufacturing. To learn more about our accessibility features, you can visit our dedicated web space at www.ringcentral.com/product-accessibility. Thank you for listening to today's RingCentral blog.